Good morning. The energy that moved through yesterday, producing strong to severe showers and thunderstorms, is now pivoting through the Canadian Maritimes. We're left with a cooler northwest wind flow today, and while we do have a decent amount of sunshine to start the day, clouds will mix in from time to time. In fact, with more energy pivoting through and a little bit of available moisture left, we do run the risk at a couple of pop-up isolated showers passing by quickly, especially across the higher terrain, nothing too long-lasting. And temperatures a bit below normal with that northwest breeze adding a little bit of a coolness to the air. Readings in the lower 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight, back into the 40s, and more of the same with this northwest breeze persisting into the day tomorrow. We'll have in and out sunshine and a few passing rain showers and highs in the upper 60s. We'll have a dry day on Saturday as high pressure temporarily builds in, and with a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures once again a little bit below normal, near 70 degrees. On Sunday, a more potent disturbance dives through the Great Lakes in southern Canada and into the region. Clouds will increase in the morning, and there's a good chance at rain, maybe even a couple of thunderstorms by the latter portion of the day. Highs will once again be in the lower 70s. Another pool of even cooler air and unsettled weather will linger over us for the first half of next week. So scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday, perhaps even into Wednesday, with high temperatures staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Depression 2 is located about 55 miles southwest of Puerto Angel, Mexico, and is moving toward the north-northeast near 7 miles per hour. This motion is likely to continue over the next 24 hours, and on the forecast track, the center of the depression is expected to move inland across the state of Oaxaca later today. Maximum sustained winds remain near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. The depression still has the opportunity to become a tropical storm later today before the center moves inland. Weakening is anticipated thereafter. The depression is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 8 to 12 inches across the Mexican state of Oaxaca, with isolated maximum totals of 20 inches possible. This rainfall is likely to produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a west wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility in fog, 55 degrees, the dew point 53, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, a passing shower or thunderstorm near 80, Boston mostly cloudy with a scattered shower in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 67, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday, 5.98 inches for the month, which finishes up 2.37 inches above normal, and 18.91 inches for the year, which is 4.13 inches of precipitation above normal. There were two cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 28, that's 2 above normal, and 50 for the season, which is also 20 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 94, set in 1918. And the record low, 35, in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:27 p.m. 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing shower possible and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower possible and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower possible and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, just a passing shower possible, highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with a passing shower possible and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, cool, a few passing showers, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Saturday. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday afternoon, lower 70s. More scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, in the 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds into the lower 70s Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.